You know, some of you at this church might remember the last Sunday of 2019, I talked to everybody about two things. First of all, vision, obviously, is 2020, so people, you know, vision's a big thing. But I talked to everyone about speaking to your year, and and I told everyone, we should speak to our year, and you know, because a lot of people, they don't do anything. They wait for somebody to give some kind of word of whatever the year might be. And, I said we should speak to our year and we should thank, we should claim that this is going to be the best year that's ever taken place in our entire life. And I want to tell you, I don't know about you guys, but I still, every day, I thank God for my year, and it's going to be the best year that I've ever had in my entire life. The best year I've ever had. And some of you say, well, how's that going to happen? I mean, it really hasn't been the best year, especially for a lot of people. I just don't see how it's going to happen. So as I was just meditating on that, during, right before I came out here, I was just thanking God for the wonderful year, because we always say that this is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Well, you know what? This is the year that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. And a lot of people, obviously right now, we're cursing a virus, but don't curse your year. Don't curse your year. And a lot of people say, well, there's no way. How am I going to recover? I mean, I've lost all this money. And how am I going to recover? Well, trust God. Many people wondered how they were going to recover. It's interesting that, the children of Israel, they left Egypt and they came to a thing called the Red Sea. They had the Red Sea in front of them. They had the Egyptian army behind them. And they're wondering, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this? But then the Lord told Moses, stretch out your rod. And when he stretched out his rod, all of a sudden the sea began to part. The sea began to part. And they walked across on dry land. On dry land, and then whenever they got through, the sea came back. Now, some people have said, well, Craig, don't you know, according to some theologian, I'm not sure if he's a real theologian or not, the Red Sea was only a few feet deep at that point. So, I don't know about you, but, I have a bathtub, and actually one of those deep bathtubs, actually a whirlpool bath, and I could put a few feet of water in it. But I've never been able to, one time, I can turn the bubbles on, but I've never been able to part my bathtub in half. Never. I mean, that's kind of a miracle, but thank God that I serve the God of the bathtub parter, and someone says, well, it was only a few feet deep. Well, that makes it one of the biggest miracles in the Bible, because Pharaoh's whole army drowned in 3 feet of water, if that's the case. However you slice it, it turns up miracle, doesn't matter. I'm here to tell you, you're not facing a Red Sea. In fact, you're still here. You're still smiling. You're still happy. I'm here to tell you that the children of Israel weren't smiling and they weren't happy. They also were in the desert for 40 more years and probably weren't happy about that either. But you know what? Even in the middle of the desert, God provided for them. Every time, God provided. God brought food for them every day for 40 years. I mean, think about that. I mean, you walk out from your tent, get your pancakes. Well, instead of manna, whatever, but get something. Get your food. And he provided, fire by night, light by day. He, a cloud by day, and, they followed him. I'm here to tell you, if you'll follow God, it's going to be the best year you ever had. Well, I don't see that. I don't see how we're going to come out of this one. This is pretty bad. Well, I want to bring you back to February 5th, 2017. Super Bowl 51. The Lord led me this. I'm going to tell you right. Super Bowl 51. New England Patriots, Atlanta Falcons. Some of you might remember that game. Here we were late in the second quarter, 21-0 Atlanta. With 2 seconds left in the second quarter, New England finally got on the board, scored 3 points. Went into halftime, 21-3. 21-3. So you're thinking, well, you know, this is the New England Patriots. I mean, they're one of the best football teams known to mankind. You know, they have, you know, one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best coaches. You know, I know they're not the Dallas Cowboys, but they're a pretty good team. They've been better than the Cowboys recently. So here it was, 21-3, you know, and so they're probably saying, well, you know, Coach Belichick's going to come out. He's going to fire these guys up. They're going to go out, and the second half's going to be different. I want to tell you, in the second half of that game, the Patriots came back out. They didn't do anything. Middle of the third quarter, Atlanta threw another touchdown pass, 28-3, middle of the third quarter. I mean, there's only one quarter and a half of a quarter left, and it's 28-3. Nobody has come back from 25 points down in a Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls. Nobody. I mean, you know, you would think, you know, sometimes teams come back the second half with momentum and, you know, they come back and score, but they were flat. But then Tom Brady orchestrated one of the greatest comebacks ever in just 1.5 quarters. At the end of the day, whenever the scoreboard was looked at, it read New England 34, Atlanta 28. Do you realize from the middle of the third quarter, Atlanta never scored a touchdown, never scored a field goal, didn't get a safety? They got no points. They were shut out. But New England began to score. One of the greatest comebacks ever. So I want to declare today that 2020 is the year of the comeback. Because see, we serve the greatest of all time. Our God is the greatest of all time. Now, some people think that Tom Brady may be the greatest of all time, but I'm here to tell you that our God is the greatest of all time. Our God's the one that created the universe to begin with. Our God's the one that said, let there be, and there was. And our God is still saying, let there be, and there still is. You know, and I will say at the beginning of the year, whenever I'm, you know, looking for a word, everyone says vision because it'll have it. I really didn't ever get a word. Maybe I didn't get a word because if I really would have had 2020 vision to see this year, I would have went and hide. I would have decided to be like a, you know, like the bear. Go hibernate for a few months. You know, but praise God. God told me just over there when I was in the middle of the singing song, said 2020 is the year of the comeback. The year of the comeback. And it's not because of our president. I mean, it is because our president wants to serve a mighty God. But it's not because our president is good. It's not because you're good. It's because we serve a good God. Amen. Because we serve a God that is more than enough. And somebody said, well, how is that going to happen? How are we going to have that? Well, here it is. I mean, you know, think about this. Some of you might not realize this, but when you go through a year, you have quarters. End of the first quarter was March. All right, things weren't looking real good at the end of March. That's when everything began to shut down. Well, in this game, and it was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. You know, and second quarter, well, second quarter for us started in April. You know, and I just want to say this for some of you Atlanta fans. I'm not calling Atlanta the devil, okay? I'm not going to call it COVID-19. I'm just trying to use an example here because, I mean, I love the ATL. You know, I don't want to really, you know, pick on you and your football team. But it was a really bad second quarter. It was, you know, second quarter, like I said, until the last second, last 2 seconds of the second quarter, Atlanta scored 21 points in the second quarter. Well, you know what? It seems like COVID-19 has scored 21 points in our second quarter here. 21 points in our second quarter. I mean, second quarter, like I said, it's April, May, June. Right, at the end of June, you come out halftime. And maybe we're going to feel like it's 21-3 at halftime. And maybe we come out the second half, and then another touchdown gets scored. I don't know what happens. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter if we have to wait till the middle of the third quarter. It don't matter if we have to wait till the fourth quarter. Champions are made in the fourth quarter, not in the first quarter. Tell you what, when it comes to the end of the game, superstars want the ball. One of my friends actually played, one of the guys I went to college with, played with Michael Jordan. You know, some of you have been watching all the documentary stuff, Michael Jordan, you know, back then. So he actually won two of those championship rings. He mainly set the bench, so it wasn't no big deal. But you know, he told me one thing that was interesting, because, you know, when you know someone who's played basketball with Michael Jordan, you want to ask him, he said, you know, about the man or whatever. And the one thing he said, the most prominent thing he said was when the game was tight, he always wanted the ball. He wanted to make sure that whether they win or lose, it was on him. It's all on him. He said the first game he ever got in, his nickname was Pee Wee. You wouldn't know it now if you saw him. Michael said, Pee Wee, I'm going to pass you the ball. I want you to shoot it. If you miss it, I'm never passing the ball again. Well, thank God he made it, so got a few more passes. But you know what? Champions want the ball. Man, I'm ready to take the ball and run for a few touchdowns at the end of this game. I'm excited because, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, this has been a weird year. Weirdest year I've ever had. The weirdest year you've ever had, because I know you have. I mean, I don't care, you know, how old you are. You know, this has been the weirdest year you've ever had. You know, never thought that we would ever have a time where we couldn't actually come to a church building. We couldn't shake hands. I mean, so many things that we've taken for granted for so many years, you know, have been taken from us. And that's just like the devil. Everyone knows my verse, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I guarantee you, he's destroyed a lot of people. He's destroyed a lot of businesses. He's destroyed a lot of will. I know some people right now, I mean, they're like, well, I've lost so much, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what to do. When you don't know what to do, what you need to do is you need to turn to God. You need to turn to God. And I'll go ahead and use some of the scriptures that I told them that I was going to use, even though I'm preaching a different sermon. The scripture that is my keynote scripture in life is over in Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, and this is a scripture that I live my life by. You know, and it says this. So Jesus answered and said to them. So here it is. Jesus was going to give his disciples some words of wisdom. The words of wisdom he said was, have faith in God. Have faith in God. I serve the God of the comeback. And you know what? I'm here to tell you from a physical, situation, whenever you're looking at the score and looking at the scoreboard, you think, well, this is going to be hard. This isn't going to be easy. I mean, people's lives are going to be affected for a long time. People's finances are going to be affected for a long time. Think about it as, here in a worldwide ministry, you realize that Rainbow Valley Church, Kenneth Hagin Ministries, that we count on the gifts of people that love us in order to continue to do what we do. And that's to train men and women around the world to go and teach faith. And, and the way that we're supported is through the gifts, of people. But you realize when people's income goes down, so does our income. And, do you realize, I don't know how many times that in the back of your head, you're kind of thinking, this is going to be a terrible year. We might have to lay people off. We might have to not do this. But that's the devil. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy and give you ugly, stupid ideas. But my God sent his son Jesus, and Jesus said that I have come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. An abundant life is a healthy life, a wealthy life, a happy life. An abundant life is pressed down, shaken together, and running over. See, for many years, us prosperity people have believed our Bible, but do you really believe your Bible today? Do you really believe your training? See, here's the thing. Whenever the score was 28-3, Tom Brady had to rely, and the rest of the team, it wasn't just Tom Brady. So, I know we give him a lot of credit because he was the leader. But you know what? He had to rely on the skills and training he's been taught, and he knew if he would follow the skills and training and follow the game plan, that he can bring that team back. Well, we know what? We have a game plan. We have the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. We learned that when we were little kids. And in this word, the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, it says, you know what? There's been many people that's had some bad days. Many people has had some tough times. But they got through it. I mean, think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those guys that walked into the seven times hotter fiery furnace. They were so hot it killed the guards that threw them in. Think about a bad day. You know what? But when they walked in that fiery furnace, I guess they didn't walk in, they hopped in or whatever because they were bound up. But whenever they got in that fiery furnace, they were probably singing, saying, well, this is a day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. A few minutes later, they're walking around in the middle of the fire. Now this is the most weirdest thing I've ever heard because, think about that. Well, first of all, when they walk around, it wasn't just three, there was four there, and the king goes, well, the fourth man looks like the Son of God. So, he must have been glowing in that fire. I mean, we've all seen pictures of Jesus, and we assume that's what he really looks like, but, I've never really seen Jesus. I mean, I'm assuming if I see a guy that looks like Jesus, I might think, well, that's the Son of God. But there was, for some reason, Nebuchadnezzar, I mean, he knew that was Jesus. Well, number one, these guys were walking around in the fire. I mean, the people who threw them in the fire, they fell down and went boom. I mean, they died. And here's these guys walking around in the fire. Well, I'm telling you, if I got in the fire and my ropes burned off, the first thing I would have done? Walk out of the fire. How many is with me? If you were going to walk through a fire, the first thing, you were all bound up, so I get it, but the first thing I would have done is walk out of the fire. But I guess when Jesus is with you, you just want to walk around and enjoy Jesus. I don't know. Do you realize if we read the Bible, Nebuchadnezzar had to ask him to come out of the fire. Do you realize that? I never realized that until I was just thinking about that. I think it's time to come out of the fire. We've had a fiery furnace of a year. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, you know, I don't know about you, but even in the middle of the fiery furnace, I've been walking around, enjoying, praising God. You know, speaking faith, not in fear. And even though it's been a fiery furnace, I'm still been walking around. I hadn't been bound up. I hadn't been shut in. And I haven't quit praising God. You know, I really believe that those three Hebrew children, whenever they're walking around, that they were praising God, especially whenever you have Jesus Christ right with you, walking with you. But I'm here to tell you that you have Jesus Christ right with you, walking with you every single day of the year. I mean, remember actually the day you got saved and you invited him to come into your heart? Do you realize when he comes into your heart, he's always with you? And so some of you have been in fear and what, you know what? How can you be in fear whenever you already have Jesus? Yeah, but I don't know how we're going to make it. Well, look to the inside. Look to the inside. Look to the inside. Look to the inside. I'm here to tell you, when you look to the outside, it ain't no fun. It don't look like fun. I've had to turn my, you know, I actually do watch a lot of television news because I really want to know what's going on in the world. But one thing, we need to know what to pray against. We need to know what's going on. But I'm here to tell you that I've had to quit watching a lot of stuff. Such negativity, such fear, such panic. I don't serve a God of panic. I serve a God of peace. You know, and the reason some of you can't have peace because you're watching panic all the time. Whatever you put in comes out. You know, and so if you want to put some good stuff in, get a hold of the peace scriptures. In fact, my mom has a CD out there, nothing but peace scriptures and peace songs. There's also a book out there. If you, some of you don't want to listen, some of you can read the book and has some peace scriptures. You know, the Bible says that if our mind stays on him, we'll be in perfect peace. But I'm excited. I'm actually more excited about 2020 than I've ever been. You know, because here's the thing. If Tom Brady and the New England Patriots can come back from, they were not supposed to win. Everybody says there was no way. And I'm here to tell you, I don't really think that Tom had God's help. You know, I think he's a Christian. Maybe God didn't like Atlanta. I don't know. I don't think that's true, because God loves everybody. So I guess that's not true. See, I talked myself out of it right there. Like I said, once again, Atlanta's not the devil, okay? I'm just using a game as an example of our year, because it relates really close. You know, here we are in the middle of the second quarter, and things aren't going really well. But you know what? Things are getting better. You know, and maybe we'll get a field goal at the end of the second quarter. You know, field goals are good, but it's going to take some touchdowns to win the ball game. Especially when you're down by 21 points or 28 points. You know what? But here's what I'm here to tell you. Even as we continue our year, if COVID-19, the devil, the economy, get another touchdown or so, we're still okay. Because see, what's going to happen is that some people are going to say, well, it seems like we're coming back. But all of a sudden, you know, things start falling apart. You know, it happens a lot of times when people are believing for their healing. You know, everything seems really good. And then they go to the doctor and they get a not as good report as they've had the last time. And a lot of times it makes people lose their faith. But we have to remember, whose report are we going to believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. You know, we're going to believe the one that architects the comeback. Let's think about somebody else that had a little bad day. Remember Daniel who ended up in a lion's den? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in a lion's den. I mean, we're not talking about one lion. We're talking about multiple lions. All right? Now, I don't know. Have you ever thought about this? I mean, do people just keep lions around just to, you know, feed people to them? You know, why was there lions in anyway? Was, you know, did they take Daniel to the local zoo? You know, I mean, I don't know, but point is there was some lions, and I guess if, you know, you remember history, they would feed the Christians to the lions, but they put Daniel in the lion's den. You know, at least you're in the middle of the stadium, you can run for a little bit. Maybe you can fight, but I mean, when they throw you in, I mean, you know, there's really no hope. You know, but it was interesting because whenever they opened up the den the next day, you know, you would think they wouldn't even call for him. You think, you know, well, let's just go down and get him. But you know what? There was an inkling that he might be okay. Why? Because some people knew his God. I'm here to tell you, I don't care if you're in the middle of a lion's den, it's going to be okay. If you know your God. If you have faith in your God. If you trust in your God. It will be okay. He's going to architect the greatest comeback ever. But the way he's going to do it is for us to speak it. For us to claim it. For us to say it. You know, and some people say, well, I just don't understand. How is that going to happen? I mean, that's impossible. A lot of people thought it was impossible for Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl too. At least that day. I mean, there's other days he's won. And said, you know, I'm going to be honest. I thought maybe at halftime that they might would come out and do better. But after Atlanta scored the next touchdown, I'm like, game's over. In fact, I actually wasn't watching as intently until they started their run. And I'm like, well, you know, they're going to make a nice little, you know, they're going to make it a ball game, but they're not going to win. You know, because I doubted in Tom Brady, but I'm here to tell you, I've never doubted in my God. I've never had one doubt in my God. I've already gave you two examples of people who are facing, you know, worse things than Tom Brady. Worse things than what's happened in your year. And I'm here to tell you that they lived to tell about it. They walked out of that situation a better person. And they had a testimony. You know, if 2020 has been a big test, then that means 2021 will be a big testimony for you and how your God is able to provide for you. You know, I'm going to say it again. We serve the God that is more than enough, not just enough. I don't know. I just feel that. We serve a God that's more than enough. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over God. You know, because I'm here to tell you that most of us would be, especially this year, we would be happy about if 80% of our needs were met. That's pretty good. Well, we don't just serve a pretty good God. We serve the greatest of all time God. The God that's more than enough. The God that's overflowing. The God that wants to provide. Like I said, once again, Jesus said that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Abundantly. More than you can ask or think. Well, how's that going to happen? It doesn't really seem like that it's possible. Well, with God, all things are possible. If you believe. If you believe. Of course, that's Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 23 says this. Once again, Jesus talking. Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Well, the words of Jesus are the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you believe that 2020 will be the best year you've ever had, which every day I've claimed it, every day. In the middle of the pandemic, before the pandemic, after the pandemic. See, the pandemic doesn't define my year. My God defines my year. And I serve the God of the comeback. I serve the comeback God. And my year's coming back. But you know what? There's going to be some people that their year's not coming back. Their year's not going to come back because they don't claim what the word says. It says, if you believe. Now, what do we believe in? We believe that God, we have to believe in God. That my God shall supply all my needs. My God, my needs. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My God is supplying all my needs. My God is my supplier. The Bible doesn't say that my job is my supplier. Doesn't say that my government is my supplier. You know, thank God for your $1,200 check. Didn't go very far, probably. Some of you probably hadn't even got it. You know, and some of you, praise God that some of you lost your job, you know, they gave extra money for unemployment. That's great, but that's temporary. But your God's not temporary. God doesn't want to give you a temporary adjustment. He wants to meet your needs all the time, every day, 24/7, 365. If it happened to be leap year, 366 that year. We serve a God that's more than enough. And our God is always more than enough. And if we believe, all things are possible. But once again, if we do not believe, nothing is possible. So this is a make or break point. You can believe that you're going to have the best year, or you can sit around and cry, watch the news, watch the gloom and doom, and let it happen to you. It's up to you, really. I mean, we're at a point you can determine your year, which will determine your life. You know, if you have a year that you fail, it's really hard to come out of that. You know, but there's a few people who've been knocked down, who's lost their job, who's went bankrupt, and came back to rejoice later. Think about this. Walt Disney went bankrupt 7 times before he created Mickey Mouse. Now, Disney controls a lot, more than just Mickey Mouse. ABC networks and all kinds of other stuff. They're having a rough year. Everyone's having a rough year, well, except for Amazon, Walmart, the toilet paper companies. I'm here to tell you they made a buttload of money this year. I know preachers shouldn't say that, but I was thinking about that, so I had to say it, you know. Anybody ever wonder, was it toilet paper companies that actually created this pandemic? Because they've reaped the benefits. I guess one of the greatest things is that we have Kimberly Clark right here in town that make toilet paper. They've probably been hiring people, man. We can't get enough. I still haven't figured out how it's gonna help our pandemic, but you know, at least you're stocked up for a couple of years. Well, some of you are. Some of you are like, man, thank God we can actually get it now in our stores. And I actually ordered mine from Amazon.com on a monthly basis. The last 2 months, they haven't even delivered mine. And then the other day, I got a thing. They canceled it for June too. I'm thinking. So, you know, I'm like, what's their problem? I mean, I try to order in bulk, so I have plenty. They cancel. So then, you know what? I went to Amazon, in order and got it in 2 days. I mean, they're like the governor. They canceled my subscription for June. It's not even June. It's not like they didn't have any because I just ordered some. I got it delivered to me yesterday. It's there, ready, willing and able. Praise God. We serve a God of a comeback. I want to leave you off with one more scripture before we go, and I didn't mean to take you that way. Sorry, guys. God still loves you and wanted you to laugh a little bit. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and this is what we have to do the rest of our year. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not part of your heart, all your heart, 100%, 110%, 115%. Put everything into the Lord. Trust in him that he's going to make it happen. He's going to cause it to happen. A comeback is happening in my life right now in the name of Jesus. A comeback is happening in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Finances are coming now. It's going to be the best year you've ever had. It's going to be the best year financially, the best year physically, the best year emotionally, the best year you've ever had in the name of Jesus. And I claim it now. Say, how is that going to happen, Craig? And the rest of the verse says, and lean not to your own understanding. Because you know what? If we're trying to understand it, we're never going to figure it out. We're never going to figure out, how am I going to have the best year? How am I going to have a comeback when my year's been so miserable so far? I can't even get out of my house. Have you ever thought that one day you would show up at a store and everyone would have masks on? It's like, you know, usually they're trying to tell you not to wear a mask, especially if you're carrying a gun. Now they say, if you're going to come in the bank, you better wear a mask. Please wear a mask. You're not coming to this bank without wearing a mask. Or bandana, something. You know, look the part at least. I mean, you know, how long have I been telling you, please do not wear a mask whenever you come, come into this place. But you know what? We cannot lean to our own understanding, because you know what? You're never going to understand God. You're never going to understand how it works. You know, the children of Israel didn't understand how they're going to cross that Red Sea, but they did. Why? We're going to read on. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he, and he, and he, and he shall direct your path. Right now, God is directing my path. Right now, God's directing your path. And you know what? My path is to the comeback, and your path is to the comeback. If you'll trust in him with all your heart and not to lean to your own understandings, and you know, just you know what, whenever you're trying to watch the news and people, you know, say these thoughts that make you in fear, just ignore them. Quit listening. Quit listening and start speaking. You know, sometimes there's a time to listen and a time to speak. Now is the time to speak. Well, what do you speak, Craig? You call things that are not as though they are. You speak to your year. You know, you say, 2020, I'm not cursing you, I'm blessing you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that I'm walking in my blessing in 2020. I'm blessed in 2020. 2020 is a year of being blessed. I'm going to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Abraham's blessings are mine. Remember, those are scriptures that we read. Those are scriptures that we say we believe. You know, I believe the Bible, and I think more than any time, 2020 is a year to believe the Bible. Believe the scriptures that we have. When things are going crummy, when things are going bad, we turn to God. We lean on him. You know the song, Lean on Me? Well, lean on him. When things are going wrong, lean on him. When everything's falling apart, lean on him. And whenever you hear things that are contrary to what God's word says, just ignore them. Say, you know what? I'm not listening. My faith is staying with God. Because my God is the greatest of all times. My God is the one that's orchestrating my comeback. My faith is in my God. In my God, I trust. In my God, I'm not leaning to my own understanding. And he's going to direct my path. He's going to direct my year. He's going to show me what to do. He's going to lead me to, maybe if I lost my job, he's going to lead me to the right job. He's going to lead me to the right place. He's going to lead me to the right time. He's going to give some people that are watching, he's going to give you ideas that you've never thought before. Ideas even better than on Shark Tank. Do you realize there's billion-dollar ideas out there? Please tithe. Please tithe. In fact, if you want to personally give me some credit for it, that's okay as well. I don't mind having stock in your company. You know, if you create the next Amazon, I want to help some stock in that. That'd be great. What's better than penny stock? It's free stock. Praise God. I'm going to throw that out there. Amen. God's the God of the comeback. The greatest of all times. And I tell you what, I'm more excited this year, right now about my year than I was when the year started. But here's one thing I also want to let you know. I want to encourage you. If you have a bad day or some bad times or a bad month or a bad week or a bad night during this year, I want to encourage you to go back to May the 24th. Go back and watch this service. It's going to be online. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to, go back and watch it again because I want to encourage you. Maybe a touchdown gets scored against you again, and it looks like that. Now it was 21 points. Now it's 28. How am I going to get 28 points in a quarter and a half? But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We serve a God that's more than enough. We serve the El Shaddai. And the other day, I was actually got a chance to watch the El Shaddai video again. And that's a video that my grandfather did a number of years ago. I guess it was July of 1974. And it's still true today. The suits, actually, the suits are vintage now. They're actually pretty, people think it's pretty cool if you wear a suit like some of their suits, some of their chops, sideburns and things like that. My dad, if you want to go back and see his sideburns back then, and interesting, the look back and things like that. But the word's still true. The word is still true. God is still the God that's more than enough in 2020. God is still in control. God still has you. God has your back. God's the greatest of all time. And God's going to get you through this year. Not just through this year. He's going to make it the best year you've ever had. Let's all stand up. I want you to repeat after me. 2020 will be the best year I've ever had. Say it again. Will be the best year I've ever had. One more time. 2020 will be the best year I've ever had. The God of the comeback is on the trail. 2020 is your year. 2020 is your year. You got something you want to sing? Let's sing something.
I got victory. It's all over me. I got victory. This is my year. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to say the rest of this year that this is going to be the best year you've ever had. That 2020 is the best year you've ever had. And that we serve the God to come back. Amen. Praise God. Well, before we go, if you're in this room or you're watching us online and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can do that today. And so I'm going to say a prayer and I want you to repeat it here. Help me out here. And if you need to be saved, I want you to make this a confession in life. So Heavenly Father, repeat after me. Right now, I ask you to forgive me from all my sins. The Bible says, if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe with my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me for my sins. And we thank you, Father, that 2020 will be my best year ever. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for your very first time, we want to invite you to email us at partnerservice@rhema.org, and we have some material that we have for you. If you're here in this room and you prayed that prayer, talk to one of the ushers, one of these gentlemen in a blue shirt, and they'll get you some material. I tell you what, man, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about this year. Amen. We have the victory. I mean, it's going to be a wonderful year. It is a wonderful year. You know, it's still the day the Lord has made, and we're still rejoicing and being glad in it. And I'm excited. You know, I've been excited all year. I'm an excited person because you know what? I serve an exciting God. Amen. Amen. Well, don't forget, tonight, 6 p.m., right here or online, rhema.tv, Facebook Live, Rhema USA YouTube channel, the Rhema app. You can watch service or experience service live. Be a wonderful time. And then Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Amen. Hopefully everyone enjoys their holiday weekend. Amen. Well, you know, during this time that we have to dismiss in an orderly fashion, so I'm going to ask Pastor Tad right now to come here. And please don't leave until we dismiss you by sections, because in order to follow the guidelines, that's what we have to do. God bless you. 2020 is the best year ever. Amen.